It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Tuesday afternoon. We are joined on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how's your Tuesday been so far?
Busy, but good. Thank you.
Well, busy. Hopefully it's the good kind of busy, since it's busy, yeah, but good. And hopefully you've been able to get outside a little bit as well, as we've had our first kind of warm feeling day in a while.
I do have an animal, and I mostly work from home, so she gets the benefits of needing to get out for a walk.
Yes, that is, it is ideal to have a built-in excuse to get out there and take the constitutional each day. We had a pretty big event over the weekend. We're running a story. Brighton McConnell went to the memorial service for John Blackfeather Jeffries over the weekend, and he said that you were there as well. So I wonder if you could share some thoughts on that ceremony.
Yes, it was a very lovely tribute to John Blackfeather Jeffries, and the room was absolutely packed. I think they had to end up putting out quite a few more chairs than they anticipated would be filled when they set up the room. So just lots of people who really wanted to come and pay tribute. And this was organized by the Okanichi Band of the Saponi, the Orange County Visitors Bureau, and Free Spirit Freedom. And yeah, Free Spirit Freedom is mainly run by Representative Brené Price and Thomas Watson. And it was very, very lovely. Lots of speakers, and his daughter, Vivette Jeffries Logan, spoke. And it was, just a really moving, and I keep saying that word because it's the main one that comes to mind, but I think it felt really good to people in the community to be able to come together and honor this person who meant so much to the Hillsboro community and to our region and state.
Yeah, I never actually met him, but in the course of covering this since his passing, it's become clear that they really don't make people like this very often, especially for a community the size of Hillsboro. He had a massive impact on the community, really on the greater Orange County community, but specifically in the Hillsboro area.
Definitely. Very true.
We also have a story that kind of caught my eye that I wanted to bring up with you, because there was a release from the town about how it is illegal to steal plants from parks and trails, which definitely led us to believe that someone must have been stealing plants from parks and trails for that release to go out. What can you tell us about the plants situation in Hillsboro Parks?
Well, your journalist instincts are right on target that there was some activity that necessitated this reminder that even though our parks and trails are public spaces, that does not mean that the plants in them are there for the taking. In fact, because they are public spaces, it's really important to think about the plants as belonging to the community, belonging to the ecosystem, there where they are literally rooted. So it did have, this is not a widespread problem, but there was an issue recently. And so it felt like it was perhaps time to remind folks that the plants that are in our parks and trailways need to remain there.
I like your phrasing there. They are literally rooted to the community.
Exactly.
Along the same lines, actually, it's also Creek Week, and I saw that there are a whole bunch of activities going on around town. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, yeah, so there are really too many activities for me to name all of them. I encourage folks to go check out the town social media and the town website to see all of the ways that you can get dialed into Creek Week. But I think that it's just really great the way the municipalities and the county have all, you know, for the past couple of years, decided to do this effort together. And we have lots of things happening here in Hillsboro. And I think one of the coolest things that's happening is some activity over on Odie Street, where there's a Habitat for Humanity community on Odie Street. And that's a place where our Stormwater and Environmental Services folks have really been intentional in putting in some green infrastructure over there, and the community takes care of it because it does take some tending. There's also an opportunity during Creek Week for other volunteers to sign up and help keep things all tended to over on Odie Street.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and you can also visit hillsboroughnc.gov to get up to date on all the Creek Week activities and see if there's anything that fits into your schedule to go celebrate the creeks in the community and the preservation of those green spaces. And in addition to Creek Week and keeping people from taking plants out of the parks and the trails, are there any other things going on around town that you wanted to mention?
Yes. So at long last, our comprehensive sustainability plan is available in draft form. This is super exciting. I've got it open right here in front of me with a pen and a highlighter, and it's available on the web. And we are seeking community feedback on the comprehensive sustainability plan. And so it's on the website, it's separated into chapters that you can click on. So if you're welcome to read the whole thing. But certainly if there are different pieces that members of the public are the most excited about, then it's easy to go and find those and read those and let us know what you think. And then on April 20th, the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan will be on the agenda for our quarterly public hearing, the joint public hearing between the Planning Board and the Town Board of Commissioners. So this is really exciting. We've been waiting for this for a long time.
All right. So you can find that at hillsboroughnc.gov. And what was that date again that you said the public comments would be?
So the public hearing is on April 20th, and public comments will be generally accepted through April 21st.
Excellent. And we've got about a minute left if there's anything else you wanted to get to.
Well, this is just a time of year where you really want to check out the Visit Hillsborough website, because when spring is in the air, there is a lot happening here in Hillsborough. So come check us out, because there's always too many things for us to name.
Jen, I appreciate you jumping on the air with us and covering all this stuff, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.